Ground was broken today, well, sort of, at the site of what will be Wellington City Mission's new community hub. In the first of its kind for the country, the centre will host supportive housing units, medical support and social services, alongside a supermarket and public cafe. The concept is designed to make those who need a bit of extra help feel connected to the community and uphold their dignity. Our reporter Emma Hatton and visual journalist Angus Drever were there.
You'd be forgiven for forgetting that Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Grant Robertson was also Wellington Central's MP, there to welcome the beginning of construction on the City Mission's new building. He was also apparently there for his little known portfolio of Minister for Demolition by Digger. Maybe not. The building at 4 Oxford Terrace, interestingly named Arden Building, not quite Ardern, but nonetheless not going unnoticed by the minister.
The idea that I am demolishing something called Arden House is not a career-enhancing move. We'll just keep that one between ourselves.
The City Missioner Murray Edridge says after years of planning, turning the first sod, or rather seeing the first old metal structure ripped down, is a great feeling.
This is an amazing day for us. We've had nearly 3 years of planning for this building, and just to see it get to this stage, which is kind of the start of the physical stuff, where the building will start to come down and then the new building will emerge, is just awesome.
The facility, called Whakamaru, will include 35 supportive housing units that will act as semi-permanent transitional housing, where residents can stay for up to a year, alongside other support services. These include public bathrooms and showers with 24-hour access, a commercially equipped laundry, a commercial kitchen, and a training kitchen. Alongside this will be a community cafe accessible to the public, as well as conference facilities, a sacred space for prayer, and a music and performance space. The hub will also include a social supermarket, where those who rely on food parcels can choose their own food from the shelves instead, giving them choice and dignity. Murray Edridge says the design is carefully thought out to maximise a feeling of community and togetherness.
We did a lot of research overseas and looked at what other people were doing. We spent some time in Australia looking at innovative social housing and community services delivery in Australia. We found what we were looking for in the middle of King's Cross in Sydney, ironically, at Wayside Chapel, where they have this philosophy of creating community without difference, community where there's no us and them.
The centre will help the city's rising homelessness and social services needs. The Mayor, Andy Foster, says it's great to see it finally take shape, but there's certainly more to do.
There's always going to be need, but you know, bit by bit, the City Mission is doing a great job. You know, the council, the government, a lot of other players as well. You know, this is a partnership so that everybody plays their part and we look after the people who are the least well off in our community.
The project is estimated to cost around $40 million. $10 million of that was promised under the government's shovel-ready scheme, with Grant Robertson also dropping a surprise extra $5 million on the project before he jumped in the digger cab. Murray Edridge is confident donors and fundraising efforts will come to the party, and the new centre will be up and running by mid-2023.